Good evening and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Tonight we'll listen to the music of six fine Baroque composers. I'm calling this a Baroque tour of Europe. Camilla de Rossi was a Roman, but beyond that, absolutely nothing is known about her life, not even the exact years of her birth or death. She was a contemporary of Alessandro Scarlatti and composed large works in the same formal schemes that he used. She was one of four women composers who wrote oratorios which were performed in the court at Vienna in the first two decades of the 18th century, and we do know that some of the best singers in the court participated in the performances. De Rossi's works were heard yearly in Vienna from 1707 to 1710 in the chapel of His Royal Majesty Joseph I. Her work was heard in Perugia also, so we know that Italy got to know her music as well as the Viennese. We're going to listen to part of a large oratorio, Il Sacrificio di Abramo. This was written for Holy Week, one of the most important times in the court religious calendar, so she was obviously privileged and well thought of to be given such an assignment. The oratorio is in two large parts and employs a group of singers and an orchestra. De Rossi had access not only to the best court singers, but to the court lutenist as well. She uses the lute in this piece to portray the innocence of Isaac. She contrasts it with emotional arias expressing the sufferings of Isaac's mother and of the tortured explanation of Abramo to his son. We will listen to the four-movement Sinfonia for arch lute and strings, which opens the second part of the oratorio. In this performance by the Bay Area Women's Philharmonic, the renowned conductor Joanne Folletta is also the lutenist.